Well, we desire the Lord to speak to our hearts today. I would appreciate y'all's prayer this afternoon. The other morning, the Lord gave me this message, and I just want to share it with you. I want to start in Psalms, the 91st chapter, and the first verse. And it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." You know, this afternoon, there is a place under the shadow of the Lord where we can dwell. And it is a place that is not known to the world. It's a place that the psalmist calls a secret place, but it is a place. And I believe the Lord would like for us to find a place by Him and under the protection of His shadow. You know, when you're in the shadow of something, a shadow doesn't really fall that far from the object, does it? Pretty close, usually. And when we're under the shadow of the Lord, of the Almighty, that's a pretty good place to be. I want to talk about a few things today that I believe the Lord would like us to enter into. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, in the 6th verse, we're all pretty familiar probably with this passage. But it begins by saying, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." You know, this is a part of that secret place that I believe the psalmist was speaking of. I don't plan to try to be comprehensive in this, but just give you some things that I feel like the Lord gave me. And you know, this place that the Lord's speaking of here, He said, when you pray, He said, enter into your closet. And when you have shut the door, pray to thy Father that seeth in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. You know, He went on to tell a little more about prayer. He said, "But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask Him. After this manner, therefore, shall ye pray." Or, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye." And then he starts in with the Lord's Prayer as we know it. But you know, today, He said that the Father that seeth in secret. Now, Jesus reprimanded different ones for their public exhibition of humility or giving or whatever it was, because it was a surface thing. It was something they wanted people to see and admire, but it wasn't something that God saw was coming from their heart. And the Lord sees in that secret place. And you know, I believe the Lord is wanting us to know that He wants our hearts to be all involved in this thing. And when we come to Him in prayer, He wants us to come to Him alone and pray to Him. Not so other people will see us or anything, or not to say vain repetitions, but He wants our heart to come before God and begin to have some interaction between us and the Lord. And so we come to Him and we begin to pray. And we begin to call upon God and look to Him. You know, that is something that He said, "Your Father that seeth in secret will reward you openly." Now, how is the Lord going to reward us openly? I want to tell you, it says in James, the prayer of a righteous man, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And it gives the illustration of Elijah and how he prayed that it would not rain, and it didn't rain. And then he prayed that it would rain, and it rained. God heard his prayer, didn't he? You know, the Lord wants to give us that he sees in secret the desires of our heart. Oh, I long for all of those that have made progress, all of us in this meeting, that our hearts begin to yearn after God, and that we begin to find this secret place with the Lord and begin to take time with him and interact with him and call upon him. And you know what I've found is that God, somehow, however it is, he begins to tip the bottle of oil from heaven, and it begins to flow over our life, doesn't it? And the things that we need in our spirit, the things that we need in our life, the callings that God needs in his body, he begins to reward openly, doesn't he? You know, the Lord wants to take your life, and he doesn't want us to try to be on exhibition, but he wants to use our life however he wants to. If he wants to put us in a little corner and we take care of our sick relative or whoever for many years, he wants us to be faithful at that. And he will pour the oil from his bottle. He will give to us his presence and his goodness. And you know, if he wants us to do a job that we don't feel like we can do, a job that's in the public eye that we wish that our flesh would draw back from, you know, he'll pour the bottle of oil on that too and begin. But it begins in the secret place. We begin to seek the Lord and to find him and to search for him. We begin to spend time with him. We begin to call upon him. And I want to read this prayer here. He said, here's an example of the way you should pray. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. And he says, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You know, the Lord, I believe, wants us to come to him with a reverence understanding who he is and giving him the honor that's due to his name. And he says, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Keep in mind who God is. He's God. He's God of our life. When we come to him in prayer, we're not trying to direct him. Now, Lord, I'm going to go over here and do this, and I'm going to do this with my life, and I want you to bless it, and I want you to be with me, and I want you to do this, and I want you to do that. You know, we come before God in that secret place, realizing this is Almighty God that I'm speaking to. Lord, I come to you with reverence. I am just a life. I am a person that has, without you, has nothing and has many needs, even with you. I need your grace every day. I need your strength. Lord, holy is your name. You alone is the one that gives holiness. And you know, as we come to the Lord like that, that's a secret place that God meets us there. And I believe that the scripture we read says that he that abides in this place doesn't just visit it once or twice, but abides in this place that he lives. He abides under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwells in the secret place abides under the shadow of the Almighty. He goes on to say, I'm not going to try to spend a lot of time with this because we have a number of scriptures to move on to. But he goes on to say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Is that our utmost desire? You know, that's our secret. Do you know that's our secret? You know, that's a piece of the secret place. You know, Samson was, we read about Samson, and it's mind-staggering to take in the things that Samson did by the Spirit of the Lord. But he had a secret. And Delilah knew that, and she kept after him. What is your secret, Samson? What is your secret? How could you have such strength? Do you know in today's world, the Lord wants his people to have his strength? He wants his people to know that when I move upon you, I will move mountains. When I move upon you, I will do what I wish to do. And he wants us to realize that and accept that. And so Samson had a secret, didn't he? Do you know that God's people have a secret too? There is no reason for any of us to be able to be whipped by the devil to the point that we cannot make heaven our home when the Lord made a secret for us to have in our life. And he says here, give us, let's see, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us, Lord, what we need today, your word. I've been telling the different ones, and you might take issue with this, but I believe it's good in our fast-paced world today. If you are having trouble carving out time for the Lord, and which is what I find everyone that has spiritual troubles, almost 100% of the ones I have dealt with through the years, you will always find that they're not dwelling in these place, in this kind of a place. But you know, there might just come a time to just set your alarm. Is that all right? Might just be a time to set your alarm. You don't have to stop there. But what that does is it says this is the Lord's time. I don't have to wrestle with I need to get up and go to work and I'm fidgeting and all these things going through my mind. I can stop. This is that secret place and that secret time. Nobody else knows it, but this is mine and the Lord's. And this is where He sees. And this is where, when we dwell in this place, we dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. His power is right there, and we're under His shadow. It's a very safe place to be. I really urge all of us that in our life, that we allow the Lord this place in our life, that we seek Him and search for Him, spend time with Him. It is a secret that the world doesn't know, but it yields great results. And so this afternoon, if in your life you're having trouble carving out time and, well, my mind's divided and all that, then just set some time and say, this is the Lord's time. And I'm not doing anything else until this time's over. And, you know, and then if the Lord's inspiring you, you might want to stay a while longer. But carve it out for the Lord. Have your secret place. It's very valuable. And you can do this as a 7-year-old child. As a little child, you can take some time and spend with the Lord. And see, he tells us a little about our manner of prayer here. And he tells us that we honor Him. We come to Him with that kind of reverence. We ask Him, Lord, let Your kingdom come in my life. And we ask Him for our daily bread. Lord, I need today the sustenance for my soul and for my life. I need it. I depend on You. It's a secret place where He honors that. And what we find is that He said that if we pray to our Father in secret, your Father which seeth in secret is going to reward you openly. Do you know the blessings of God upon your life is impossible to hide? It's not going to be hidden. Those blessings just, they come forth, don't they? And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. You know, I was reading Sister Angela's writing on this very scripture, I believe it was this one, in the little papers, the Sunday school papers. You know, we do not, the scripture in no way recommends that we just sin more or less every day. It doesn't recommend that. It doesn't support that. But what it does support is that we recognize we're forever in debt to God. It recognizes that we are forever recognizing our own needs, our own inabilities, our weaknesses, the things that we need God to help us to do better on. It forever helps us to realize, I tell you, I love to see the humble person that with everything they have, they're recognizing who they are in the sight of God. Recognizing their own inability, their own need before God. Because folks, if God put His microscope on us, we might see that we need a lot more gentleness than we've got. And not even know it. We might see we need a lot more humility and patience and love for people. And you know, the only way we can get those things is to be humble before God. And he tells us, I want you to pray this way when you come to me, and I'll give you and I'll honor you with my presence. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You know, that's another thing that's part of the secret. This is a big deal in our lives, isn't it? This is where many people are bound by the devil. And they're held because they're offended. Because, folks, we get offenses, don't we? Offenses will come, Jesus said. And sometimes they will be very strong offenses. But you know, the Lord doesn't want us to let any of those stick on us. He doesn't want us to be bound under the power of offenses, however great they may be. I know I've never faced some of the things I may have to. But I know this is true. If I let them stick, I'm going to take myself out from under the secret place. And so he tells us to enter into our closet and pray to our Father that seeth in secret. And our Father that seeth in secret will reward you openly. Now let's drop on down to the 16th verse. I guess we read down to it. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites, of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Now what's he talking about there? They have their reward. What are they doing that for, the hypocrites? For the praise of men. That's why they're doing it. That's their reward. That's all their reward in this life. And they won't get the reward God has for them. But you know, that's their reward. It's not the reward that God gives to the righteous. But listen to what he says. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father, which is in secret. Listen to that again. It's you pray unto your Father, which is in secret, and your Father, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And there it is again. The Lord is looking for a people that give to him from their very inner recesses. That they search for him. When they fast, they long for him. They pray to him. They search for him. And you know what I've found? When you search for the Lord in that way, it is a wonderful blessing how the Lord is able to pour out on you his blessing. I want to look back now at the first verse of that chapter where Jesus said, take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. That's pretty serious, isn't it? We make a big sacrifice and we don't get any reward for it from the Lord at all. Well, he said here, take heed. Be careful that you don't do things so that you're seen of men. You know, that's a surface thing, isn't it? But it's not a heart thing that God sees in secret. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest thine alms, when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Isn't that what we're wanting? Is the reward of God upon our heart and upon our life? And how the Lord wants to give that to us today. I believe the Lord is telling us here that there's a place by him that he wants to reward us. Folks, it's those that in their heart, with all their heart, they seek the Lord, they give to him, They search for Him. They pray unto Him. They fast unto Him. And yet they don't blow a trumpet before them so the world knows. That's God's people today. I want to look over here back now in Psalm 91. And the scripture goes on. Now, let's read this psalm. It says, we'll read it again. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. I don't know about you, but I think we need a refuge sometimes. Sometimes we need a place to hide. This is what this psalm is talking about. If we will dwell in the secret place, folks, if we'll find God in our life, then He'll do the rest of this stuff. He'll do the other things that He said He will do. And He says here, I'll say of the Lord, He is my refuge. That's where I run for safety. He is my fortress. That's where the enemy cannot enter. He cannot get my soul. Because I know the stakes are high. And I know what the battle is. But He says, He's my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. I heard a message one time about snares. I never knew that much about snares. But you know those people that set snares? They set them. And the animal walks along, unknowingly stepping in, and he's caught. And you know, the scripture here says, He will deliver you. This is living under the shadow of the Almighty. He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. That is our confidence, isn't it? That He is our God. This is our God. He will deliver us. He will be our refuge. He will be our strength, our fortress, if we dwell in that secret place with Him. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. Now, we all know what that's talking about, don't we? Most of us here probably had chickens at one time or another. And we know that hen lets out a cluck, don't she? And those little chicks just run and get right up under her wing, don't they? And that's what the Lord wants us to know. He wants us to know, if you'll be my child, if you'll live with me and for me and dwell with me in that secret place and not let the world steal it and not let the temptations of the flesh take it and not let the enemy bombard you and take away your time for worship and not let the world shame you into taking their value systems and their ways. If we'll do that, when danger's near, you know what the Lord will do? He'll let out a little, we'll hear it in here, and we'll run up under His safety, won't we? The Lord's like that to everybody. This is His promise. He'll cover you with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Folks, we don't want to undervalue truth. Let's search for it. It's going to be our shield, our buckler. It's going to be something of great protection to our vital parts of our spiritual life. The truth. Don't undervalue the truth. I talked to a man more than one time. I've talked to people, and they will undervalue doctrine. They will tell you, well, doctrine, it don't mean anything to me. Folks, doctrine means something to the Lord. What we believe means something, and it should mean something to us. And I'll tell you why. If we believe that it's all right for us to go out and sin, we might say all we want to, that we want to please God and we're going to serve Him. But I want to tell you, at the weakest moment, you're going to go sin. That's what almost everybody, if not all of them, are going to do from time to time. That's what's going to happen. We've got to believe truth. Truth keeps us. It'll help us to know, I can't go there. Truth will help us to know. I can't let that evil thing into my house. I can't let it into my life. I'm going to have some boundaries and some guidelines of truth and righteousness in my life where the enemy does not get right up close to me where he can get me with this sword whenever he wants to. You know, truth will protect us. It says here that truth will be, his truth shall be thy shield to protect you from the darts and from the sword and from today's language, the bullets of the enemy. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, because the Lord is our shield, and the Lord is the one we trust in, isn't he? Okay. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Is this true? Could this be true? That 1,000 would fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand and God would still hold you? Is it possible to be that safe in the Lord? When we walk with the Lord, folks, and we find that secret place, it's a place of real spiritual safety. It's a place where God will protect us, though all around us goes to splinters. I want to tell you, those things are a great comfort to my soul because I believe them. I believe God's able to do that. Walk with the Lord. Learn to walk with Him. Learn to hear His voice. Learn to discern the things that the Lord wants us to. Look, we don't have to just float down the river. Well, everybody's doing it and I don't know what to do. Folks, let's get in the secret place and let's let Him reward us openly with discernment, with His presence, and with His guiding. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Only with your eyes you behold and see that. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Now I want to ask you something. The 12 apostles, how many of them died a natural death? One. That was John, the apostle. And all the others, they believe, were martyred. You know, or we know what happened to Judas. But, you know, it says here, there shall no evil befall thee. There's a scripture that says, there shall not a hair of your head fall. But you know, in one of those places there, that's in Luke 21. I had found that scripture. Luke 21 and 16. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. Now, is this true of God's people? Some of them they're going to cause to be, we're going to be treated bad. We're God's. And he says here that there shall no evil befall thee. I want to tell you something. The Lord has his hand upon us. And it goes on to say, I'll come back to that in a second. It goes on to say, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. Now, what's that mean? You're going to lose your life, but you're not going to lose a hair of your head? You know what? There's not one thing can happen to His people unless He allows it. Not one thing. You realize what a safe place that is? When the Almighty, when you're under His shadow, and there's not one hair of your head that can perish? Now, He might let your body be taken. He might let you be killed. In fact, He told us. He said, He had told us some things like this so that we would know when those times came. That He had told us. I want you to remember this. That those times are going to come. You know, I have met up with the idea that why would God let that happen to me? And bitterness toward God. Folks, can we have bitterness toward Him? Can we not take His way and dwell in that secret place? We have a soul They cannot kill what is on the inside. They cannot take those precious things, those eternal treasures that last forever. Can they take a one of them? They can't take any, not even one hair of it. Not even one little bit of it. You know what? When God has His hand on our life, He may allow us to be killed. He may allow us to be tortured. I don't know what lies in the future, but I know one thing. I know the one that holds the future. And folks, He holds it. And He wants us to be able to look up to Him with confidence that I can march right on. I'm not going to live in fear, because whatever God allows is on purpose. He allowed it to happen. I want to tell you what happened to those apostles that got their life taken. They went to be with the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think that's all that bad. You know, they went to be with the Lord. You know, we are in the hands of Almighty God, and we dwell under the shadow of who He is. I believe He has the power that no other power can even approach to. In His very hand. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Do you know that the devil tries to pervert these ideas? You know, he went to Jesus and tried to tell Him to jump off the pinnacle of the temple, and He quoted this very scripture to him. You know, the devil will do that with everything he can to try to get us to disbelieve in some way. But we find that He does have His angels. Do you realize that? That He gave His angels charge concerning you and me. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Those things that would terrify and terrorize us, He said, you're going to be able to trample them beneath your feet. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. We read in Hebrews 11 where the Lord, some He delivered from lions' mouths. We see Daniel was right there in the middle of them, and the Lord sent an angel to shut the mouth of the lions. He has that power, doesn't He? We heard about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego this morning, and the Lord just got in there with them, didn't He? And they had no power to even give the smell of smoke upon their bodies. But others, they were sawn in half. Others were sawn asunder. The Lord allowed many things. But you know what? There's not going to be one hair of your head perish this afternoon. So I just want to leave that with us for encouragement, that God will take care of us until the very last day of our life, if we will allow Him to. But if we don't dwell in the secret place, folks, we cannot expect these kind of things. The Lord did not promise to keep our soul if we don't dwell in the secret place. He made things very plain, and He gave to us. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. You know, Stephen, a man of God, did he have long life? He lived just as long as the Lord wanted him to live. He had just as long a life as the Lord wanted him to have. And you know, today, if we will give ourselves to the Lord, I believe we can relax in His hands and allow Him to work with us. We're not going to die one day before our time. We allow the Lord to have His way. So I just want to encourage us today that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And folks, we've made strides, perhaps all of us, have made strides, many of us, toward the Lord. Let's don't let the devil take those things. The Lord has a plan for your life. I like to look at the things God has done, and I know I mention this from time to time, But, you know, we said something about it, I think, this morning maybe, how God just put out there, I think, billions of stars. Millions upon millions. And they find more and more. When they thought they were approaching the end of the galaxies, they're finding out it just goes on and on. You know, we can't even see them. God did that. He did so many things. Don't we know? I wonder what if God would put a screen up here on the wall and just start flashing all across here pictures of what He has in mind for your life and your life and your life and your lives and your life. I wonder the picture that would come up. I wonder how it would change the world. Possibly dramatically. I wonder what we would see that this great God that put all those billions of stars out there and that put the ecosystems in our body the way He did, and He put all of that in place, and here we are, and we're saying, I hope I can stay saved till next meeting. I just hope I can make it. Folks, we serve a big God. He has in mind some things that would probably stagger our minds. You know, maybe, you know, I don't know what He has in mind. Is He interested in exalting people and making them icons of civilization? The Lord don't have any interest. He has interest in exalting His name. He has interest in saving people's lives. And oh, if we can see, oh Lord, help me to get in the secret place of the Most High. Help me to find that place with You where I just start growing day by day. It's not some magical, amazing thing all the time. Folks, it's a place where we draw apart and we begin to learn of the Lord. And He begins to work and move. I've always been amazed when the Lord began to move with Samson. Do you know that it says that maybe it was the first one, I'm not sure. But he was going along there and a lion roared out against him. Anyway, somewhere along there, a lion roared out against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And He rent him, I think it says, as He would have a kid, a little goat, baby goat. It was that dramatic. And he didn't tell his parents. You know why, I suppose? It was very sacred to Samson. The Spirit of the Lord had begun to move on his life. Folks, can we realize that really what we need to do is cease from our own works and dwell in the secret place and let God have His will with our life? I wonder what He wants to do. I wonder what He wants to do with your life, with my life. I don't know. I don't know. It's to be found out. Who of us will dwell in the secret place? Who of us will give our lives unreserved? Lord, would You please just have Your way? I will just serve in this little corner if that's all You want. But folks, it's in that little corner that we develop the faithfulness and the strength needed for the Lord when He needs more service. It's in the faithfulness of those little places. Young folks, see it. See it with glamour. Realize God wants to use my life. I want to give myself as a life of service. Lord, that's the highest thing I ever want to be, is a servant. I want to help other people. I want to be able to be in the place to help other people. I want them to feel my love. I want them to know that there's a God in heaven that can deliver them from their ills like He delivered me and continues to deliver. Oh, don't we long for that today? Who is willing this day to consecrate themselves to the Lord? Who is willing to say, Lord, I know You've got a plan for my life, and here I've been diddling around for years. I can't even consecrate to a little bit of time each day to walk with You. Who is willing to dwell? And not Monday and Tuesday, and then it trails off. Who is willing to dwell, to live? That's where we live. in the secret place of the Most High this day? Who will step forward? Who will give their life? Folks, we need some folks. The Lord wants to begin to work, not in some dramatic way right now. He wants to work with you in your secret place. Amen.